Hi, I'm Brian.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
I'm Carly.
And I'm Jared.
And this is the Call to Be Saints podcast on calltobesaints.com. Hello and welcome to the Call to Be Saints podcast. We've got a great show lined up for you today. We've got Chip and Dale guest starring and they're going to give us some tips. We've got a great Words of God segment coming up and even more entertainment. So let's get started. This is The Road to the Presidency 2008. Today we'll be looking at Hillary Clinton. She is a U.S. Senator from the state of New York. And she was once the First Lady of the United States because she's the wife of Bill Clinton. Forbes lists her on the most powerful people of the country list, so she's pretty powerful, and even right now when she's not president yet. She would be the first woman president, and that would mean a lot to women's and human rights because, you know, you get a woman president, the president's the most powerful person on the planet, and that would just mean a lot to many, many people. Besides that, she's ahead of any other Democratic competitor, so there is a chance that she will be running against a Republican for the election. And now to other news. Google announced on Monday a mobile phone OS called Android. This announcement came as part of word that they were forming the Open Mobile Software Alliance. Google's OS will be used on many major phone manufacturers' devices and on carriers worldwide, including T-Mobile and Sprint. A new planet was discovered on Monday. It's 41 light-years away, and it may support life and water. This new planet orbits around its sun every 3 Earth days. So that's something to think about. Here's Carly with Words of God.
Hi, I'm Carly, and welcome back to the Words of God segment. A lot of teens say they aren't connected to God because, say, like, a relative dies or your pet dies, and you're asking yourself, like, how can God do this to me? But everything God does happens for a reason. After this tragic incident happened, did you notice that lots of opportunities opened up for you? God did this for a reason. Simple steps to connecting to God are praying every night, reading the Bible, going to church, or talking to a priest or religious leader about God. Just remember that God is always there for you, and He created you in His image. And here's Jared with the how-to.
Hi, I'm Jared with this week's how-to. My topic for this week is how to keep your computer safe. First thing you need to do is go to Google and search for AVG antivirus free. It should be the first one that's not one of the sponsored results. The address will say free.grisoft.com. Once you go there, download AVG Antivirus Free Edition. Then search for SpyBot S&D 1.1 that says download.com. And once you've done that, you should go to www.mozilla.com. Mozilla is spelled M-O-Z-I-L-L-A. At Mozilla.com, download the Firefox browser. Firefox browser is a free open source internet browser. And because it's not used by a huge amount of people, not many hackers create viruses. Once you've done all of this, scan your computer with first AVG and then SpyBot S&D. You can set up AVG antivirus to automatically scan your computer at like anytime. You could have it scan at 12 o'clock midnight, and then when you get the computer started in the morning, it'll give you the results. And that's how to keep your computer safe.
Hi, I'm Chip.
And I'm Dale.
With your weekly discussion here.
We're going to be interviewed on a few tips for you guys.
So let's get started.
have any simple tips for staying organized?
Well, if you're not organized, you can always get one of your friends to help you that you know is organized, and really just like not keeping stuff that you don't need or you don't use anymore. Anything you have to say, Dale?
I'd say that to get organized, if you're usually a messy person, it can be kind of hard, but you have to remember that you can't really keep everything because not everything's going to be used to you later in life.
One of my friends has been ignoring me lately. What do I do?
Well, if one of your friends is ignoring you and you don't know why, and you don't think that you did anything wrong, you need to, like, talk to your friends. Don't talk about it behind their backs because then they'll just get more mad at you. So confront them directly and just ask them what's wrong.
Oh, yeah, like Chip said, if you don't really know what's wrong, you should always confront your friend because if you don't, the things will get potentially worse.
What inspires you to write these great articles?
Well, I think that I'm just inspired by things that I've seen in my life and experiences that I've had or my friends or family have had, and just wanting to help people who don't know what to do in a situation that might be hard for them.
Well, what inspires me is, well, of course, we're teenagers and we know what all these things feel like, and we're just trying to go and help other people out to deal with these problems if they've never come across them before.
How do you react if a friend gave away something you didn't want others to know?
Well, we talk about this in this week's article about friends and secrets. If my friend said something about me that I had told them and didn't want anybody else to tell or to know, I would be kind of upset, but I wouldn't want to talk about the friend behind their backs either because it would only make the situation worse. So I think I would go up to the person and ask them why they did it and, like, if they were trying to help me for some reason or if they thought I would get hurt, and just ask them what their reasons for doing it were and then go from there and talk to them about it, but not go behind their backs because that'll only make the situation worse.
Well, I guess it depends on what the secret is. If the secret is something you know is really private and you know they really don't want anyone to know, then it's a good idea to keep it. But if it's a secret that could potentially put your friend in danger, then it's always a good idea to tell, because if you don't tell, then that friend could be put into an even more hazardous situation, and I'm sure you don't want your friend to get hurt.
What would you do to make sure that you managed your time?
Well, I think that to manage your time, you could make lists of the things that you have to get done and decide what's most important to get done first, then get those things done first, and then go to the things that are less important later so that you make sure that everything that you need to get done is done, and then you can use your free time for whatever you want to do.
Well, for me, I'd say that for people who are really busy out there, like you play sports and then you have school and all these things, it's just really important to stay organized and know what you have to get done right away before you go to sports practices or start watching TV and using the computer and things like that.
Bye, guys, and thanks for listening to this week's discussion. Hi everybody, I'm Holly with your weekly entertainment. Your top 10 songs are Crank That by Soulja Boy, Apologize by Timberland featuring One Republic, Bubbly by Colby Calais, Gimme More by Britney Spears, Into the Night by Santana featuring Chad Kroeger, Stronger by Kanye West, No One by Alicia Keys, Beautiful Girls by Sean Kingston, Big Girls Don't Cry by Fergie, Kiss Kiss by Chris Brown featuring T-Pain. And your top 5 books for this week are The Daring Book for Girls, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, His Dark Materials Trilogy, Eclipse, and New Moon. And here's Adam with more entertainment.
Hi, this is Adam. I'll be reviewing the TV series The Office. It's about office employees and their daily lives in Pennsylvania at a paper company. It stars Steve Carell as Michael Scott, Rainn Wilson as Dwight Schrute, John Krasinski as Jim Halpert, Jenna Fischer as Pam Beasley, and BJ Novak as Ryan Howard. I really like the show and I'd give it a 9 out of 10.
The views expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the views of All Saints Catholic School or the Diocese of Spokane, Washington. Thank you.